Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record each week in the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest on this August afternoon is David Dean, one of the captains of the UVA football team. David, I know you don't have a lot of free time during training camp, so thanks for popping upstairs. How's camp life?
It's going. We're coming up on a one-week mark. I think we made great progress. Everyone's still grinding, still coming out to practice, competing. The intensity's still high. I'm really proud of our guys. We're making strides as a defense, as an offense, as special teams, every area of the game. I feel like we're making strides and really coming in on a mission every day just to get better.
So who are you rooming with at the Cavalier end?
I'm with the freshman defensive end, Najee, the crazy-haired.
Abdullah, right?
Exactly, Najee Abdullah. He's a crazy guy. You can just tell by his hair. He's fast. He can run around like a wild man, and that's good. That's what you want out of your freshman.
So you guys compatible? Is he a slob? Or are you a slob? Are you both neat?
Honestly, we really can't even tell. We don't spend any time in the hotel at all. That's just where we sleep. So I mean, I guess we're pretty clean guys. We're just, you know, just college guys just hanging out.
So once the school year starts, who will you live with then?
I'll be with TJ Thorpe. I'll be with Mike Moore. And I'm pretty sure Quanti Moore is living in with us too. So we'll have two Moores in there with us. But those are my boys. I didn't come in with anyone, one of them, but they came in right after me. So we've been together for a while. TJ came in, and he's gelled with us, and those are my boys. They're good guys.
You mentioned TJ. The team and TJ got tough news this week when he broke his clavicle in the scrimmage Wednesday over at Lambeth Field. He enrolled here in January after transferring from North Carolina. He really seemed to have integrated himself in with his new team quickly, and he was having a fantastic camp. How tough is it for, you know, the rest of the team to see a guy like that go down, particularly knowing it's his, you know, last year? He doesn't have a redshirt year available. This is kind of it for him.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's a really sad story. From the point where everyone got the news, it's really heartbreaking because TJ is one of those guys. He's always getting after it. He buys in whatever the team needs, he'll do. Great character guy, easy to get along with. He came in day one, and everyone loved him. He's one of those guys you can really bond with, great energy. It's tough to lose a guy like that because he gives us so much on the field, special teams. And then from the wide receiver standpoint, he just opens up the game. He can do anything for you. And to lose a guy like that on offense is tough. But, I mean, he's a great soul. And he just from being – on this team, he can still be a leader, right, even if he is hurt.
And he can come back, you know.
Exactly.
If his rehab goes well, then
he could possibly come back eight weeks, six weeks, however.
Yeah, second half of the season.
Exactly. He'll be back for sure, stronger than ever. But for right now, he can lead those younger guys. He has going on five years of experience, and he knows the game very well, and he can help lead the offense, even being off the field. So he's still great to have for us, but when he comes back, I know he's going to wreak havoc.
You graduated in May with a bachelor's degree in sociology, I believe.
Yes, sir.
What program are you in now?
I am in the Curry School of Higher Education. Shout out Curry. Yeah, I'm doing that for now. Just finished up my first summer in the program. Took three classes. It was a grind, but it was a great experience. I'm very, very interested in the topic. I'm doing the sports administration focus in that area. So just a lot of my teammates are in there, and I've gotten to know some new people. So it's just been a great experience overall.
You're one of four team captains along with Kanan Severin, Vincent Croce, and Ross Burbank. What does that responsibility mean to you to be a captain, and were you one in high school on your football team?
Yeah, I was one in high school, and there's a lot more pressure at the collegiate level. It's a win or go home business. So we have a lot at stake right now. And that being said, I have to come in. I know I have to come in every day knowing that I'm leading a group of men. And so I can't slack off. I can't take a day off. Every rep, every day, every time I go out in the field, I have to know that I am being watched and I'm setting an example for the guys under me. So I have to go all out 100% every rep I get and just lead by word of mouth and lead by my actions.
Virginia Sports TV did a great feature on you and Ross Burbank earlier this summer,
Ross,
about how you all crossed paths back in high school. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend going to virginiasportstv.com and checking it out. But you and Ross are part of a huge contingent of players on this team who are from Virginia Beach. There's also Quinn Blanding, Corwin Cutler, Kyle Dawkins, Mark Hall, Taekwon Mizell, Trey Nicholson, Mason Thomas, and Giovanni Simmons. I think that's everybody. But
maybe.
How many of those guys did you know? Obviously, you played against Ross. Some of you guys are different classes and so forth. Do you guys get together on those rare occasions when you're back at the beach?
I can honestly say at one point of my high school, middle school, rec league career, I probably played against one of those guys or had seen one of them and hung out with them at some point. Even I remember Giovanni, I played with his older brother, so he would always be around. I'm middle school. He followed me going into the middle school when I left. So I'd seen him play at his middle school career. I'd always gone against Ross, Trey, Mason, all those guys I had played against in rec or middle school and high school at some point. So we've known each other for a while, and we've shared some amazing funny stories, and yeah, whenever we have off time or we're all around each other, we're always joking around about stuff like that. So yeah, we definitely share a bond in that matter.
You attended Green Run High School, where you also starred on the baseball team. Do you ever wonder how far you could have gone in that sport if you had applied yourself to baseball?
Me and a lot of my baseball buddies from back home always joke about those times, and that was definitely a sport that I love and I very well miss. And I do wonder sometimes what it would have been like if I would have just stuck with the sport, maybe quit football and just decided to focus on that sport. But I mean, God has his plan, and I'm here now with an amazing opportunity to play with my buddies.
And you were a catcher right early in your high school career, then you became a first.
Yeah, yeah. I was a freshman sophomore year, I was starting catcher. I was probably a solid 250, 260, and then junior, senior year, I shot up to like 280, 285 pounds, and I had to. It's a lot of weight to be kneeling down there. So I mean, I got the first, a little bit of third, and then just stuck with that for the rest of my career. Luckily, we had a amazing stud come in behind me and was able to hold that position down. But yeah,
your defensive coordinator here, John Tenuta, is an absolute baseball fanatic. As you know,
yes,
he likes to give nicknames to his defensive guys. Yours is Dizzy Dean. Have you gone back as a baseball historian to look up Dizzy Dean?
No, I have not. He has a lot of phrases, a lot of names for everyone. Sometimes it's hard to remember all of them, but yeah, he definitely. I love Coach Tenuta. He's a very funny guy, and it's amazing coming in here and the new stories and the new jokes every day.
Back when Evan Marcus was the strength coach here, he raved about your dedication in the weight room, and Ryan Tedford says the same thing now. Where does your work ethic come from?
I say it's a combination of one, just knowing all that everyone has done and sacrificed for me to be in this position here. My family has given so much up just to give me everything I had at a young age to get me to where I am now. And that just knowing that in the back of my mind, it pushes me that much harder to kind of to not let them down almost and kind of take advantage of each and every day and each opportunity I have to get better, because my parents are doing the same thing when I was in need of it. So, I mean, that and then just knowing that every day you have to take advantage of, because once the day is gone, it's gone. You can't get it back. So every day I have to look at that as an opportunity to get better. That's it. That's my mindset. So every day I come in and take advantage of each and every rep, looking for what it would do for me in the future.
For the first time in several years, the offensive line has veterans at every position. You go against those guys in practice. Has the experience translated into performance this year? Do you see a difference in that group?
Yes, definitely, and I started seeing it in the spring. They had a multiple number of guys that had game experience last year in multiple games, big games, whatever game it was. They all had a chance to get in there and gain that experience, and that is so meaningful to players' development, just game experience. I started personally seeing it in the spring, and they were just very much so tuned into each other. They bonded, and they were able to play together a little better. And that starts showing in just the overall performance of the O-line and run game and the offense itself, because it all starts up front. So just I saw those guys grow a lot in the spring, and then with the helps of Coach Borbley, he came in and changed a lot around, I think. And they're all working together pretty well. So now in summer camp, you're seeing that the little mistakes that were happening in the past aren't happening anymore. They're starting to grow. They're starting to understand the game. They're starting to understand what it takes to be a great O-line.
In the final game last season, you intercepted a deflected pass against Virginia Tech and returned it 3 yards for a touchdown, and the internet went crazy. Did you see the hashtag Fat guy touchdown?
Fat guy touchdown.
And
yes.
Do you take offense at that description?
No, I don't at all, man. I've been a big boy my whole life, man. I've learned to embrace it. Even at the age of six, I was the big guy slinging home runs out the park. I was the big guy, had my hand down in the dirt at D-line ever since flag football days. So, I mean, I'm a big boy, and that's what I love to do, man. I love to wreak havoc. I love to make plays, and I love the hashtag. It didn't hurt me at all.
Ross Burbank, I think it's been documented, he scored 8 touchdowns at Cox High School when they played him at fullback. Had you ever scored a touchdown in a – I know you hadn't scored in a college game, but did you ever score in high school?
No, I didn't. I never scored in high school. They actually – funny story, they started using Ross at fullback after they started – after they picked that up from us, because we used the formation where I played fullback, but the difference was they actually gave Ross the ball. They trusted to give Ross the ball, and they didn't want to give me the ball. They just used me as a blocker. But, yeah, they definitely stole that from us.
Your touchdown was obviously a highlight of the game in Blacksburg, but the Hokies scored a late touchdown and they rallied to win that game. And had Virginia won, it would have become bowl eligible. Instead, it ended 5-7. I was told that in the locker room, you took that loss as hard as anybody. To come that close to, you know, a victory over your arch rivals and that close to a bowl game and not be able to close the deal, how long did it take for you to get over that?
It took me a few days. It took me a while, because there was a point where I wasn't even watching bowl games or any of it. I didn't want to watch football at all. It really hurt, for a lot of reasons. One, because we had so many older guys, so many leaders that really put in everything they had, and you saw that their season was gone just like that, just because of one or two mistakes, and it really hurt. And there's a lot of things that if you change in that game, then we win. But, I mean, you can't take it back. So it's one of those things now where going into this season, we can't take anything for granted. And we know that every little mistake can lead to your demise. So we can just take that loss and learn from it as a team.
There seem to be two main storylines on the defensive side of the ball this summer. One concerns the linebackers, where all three starters are gone, and the other concerns the pass rush, where Eli Harold, Max Vallis, and Henry Coley combined for 24 of the team's 34 sacks last season. Are those valid concerns, or, you know, do the players feel there are guys who are going to step up and do the same thing this year?
It's definitely tough to lose guys like that. Those are all guys that have had their opportunity in the NFL and are still in the NFL to this day. And they meant a lot to the defense, but I do feel like we have guys that can step into those roles and be just as successful. I've said that time and time again. I have faith and I have confidence in those guys to come in and make plays from play one, starting UCLA. So Micah Kaiser, Mike Moore, Trent Courtney. I've seen the work they put in. I know their focus. I've been aside them for many plays now, and I see things in them that I saw in Henry, that I saw in Max, that I saw in Eli. So I have complete full confidence in those guys to come in and make plays.
You mentioned Trent Courtney. With every video he posts on YouTube, every athletic feat he performs in the pool, out of the pool, you know, his legend seems to grow. But, you know, sure, he'll be the first to admit that has not yet translated to the football field. He is down to his final season. How confident are you that, you know, he's going to turn that athleticism into production for the football team this year?
Yeah, as a team, everyone's always known that Trent is a freakish athlete, and you're right, it really hasn't translated onto the field. But from the spring, just going back towards the end of last season, I started seeing that Trent was starting to actually just play without thinking. When football is one of those games where if you can be, you can have the most athletic ability in the world, but if you don't know how to just go out there and just fly around and make plays, then you won't be successful. You have to learn, you have to be a smart player, and at the same time be able to play without thinking. So, and that's where Trent's trying to move to. He's trying to go out there and just execute the defense without even thinking about it. It has to be just natural to him, and he's starting to get to that point now. And I started seeing that in the last year, and now this summer camp, he's starting to get out there and really just run around and make plays. And now you're starting to see that athletic ability come out because he's just going out there and naturally having the feel for things.
The season starts September 5th in Los Angeles against UCLA. By the time October arrives, you will have played three teams that are ranked in the preseason poll: UCLA, Notre Dame, and Boise State. As a player, are those the games you enjoy most against marquee opponents?
Definitely. That's I love playing the best. It's a testament to how great you are as a team, and it's a testament to how great you are as an individual player. So if you're able to go out there and show success, we can show the world that we have potential to be a great team, and that we put in the work to get to where we are now. So we're looking forward to it. It's a big challenge. Yes, it is. We understand that, but we will show the team respect, but we will not just go out there and lay down. We're going to show that we have just as much talent. We put in just as much work as you, and we're willing to show it.
One final question. I know you got to run. Aside from football, what have you enjoyed most about your UVA experience?
Man, a lot. This is definitely the best. This is the best time of my life, man. I'll never forget these last four, going on 5 years. So, just the people I've met, the friends I've made, the relationships I've built. I'm never going to forget these people. These people are going to be, I feel like they're going to be a part of my life going on from post-college, going to be at my weddings. These are great guys I've met on this team. Great relationships have been built outside of this team. And it's just the experiences overall, just the social atmosphere here is just outstanding. And I'm really grateful that I chose this university.
Well, Dave, thanks again for stopping by today. Best of luck this year on and off the field.
Thank you.
With the start of the fall semester only a couple weeks away, things are heating up again for UVA athletics. The football, soccer, volleyball, and field hockey teams are already practicing, and cross country is about to get started. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for information on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.